Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Square Yard Sports Podcast. I'm the host of this podcast, Lane Frank. We're now at episode 170. Yes, we're 170 episodes through. I got an action-packed episode planned for you. We're going to talk about the NBA conference finals that are now set between the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Dallas Mavericks, the Indiana Pacers, and the Boston Celtics. Talk about how we got there. My predictions for the rest of those series who will meet in the NBA finals. Pretty tough for my New York Knicks not making it to the conference title round. Really tough right there as a New York Knicks fan. MLB, got great stuff there. Paul Skeens on absolute fire. We just wrapped up the PGA Championship Major. Great drama there. Loved it there. Xander Schauffele came out with the win. Scottie Scheffler, always drama there with our rest. College football video game, got some news to discuss there. So much more. Stay tuned for an action-packed episode 170. Let's start off episode 170, how we always do, with the headlines in the NBA. Let's go over the NBA playoffs that we have set so far. The NBA conference finals that are set. Out of the West, we have the Dallas Mavericks versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. What a great series Dallas versus Oklahoma City was. Dallas, of course, came out the win. Minnesota versus Denver, another seven-game series, just like the New York-Indiana series. That was a great series. Timberwolves are built to beat the Nuggets, and they got it done. Anthony Edwards, incredible. Can't wait for the Anthony Edwards-Luka Doncic battle. And now the Eastern Conference, the Pacers storm back from a 3-2 deficit to beat the Knicks 4-3. Breaking my heart as a New York Knicks fan, but they'll take on Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics kind of cruised in their second round against the Cleveland Cavaliers, but that's going to be a great matchup. Indiana versus Boston. I want to watch Pascal Siakam versus Jason Tatum. It's going to be a great matchup right there. Those are NBA conference finals set. In the NFL, not too much news in the NFL. Justin Fields, he said today, I'm not here to be a backup. I'm not here to rest 18 games a season. I'm here to win games. I'm here to play games. I'm here to start games in Pittsburgh. What does that say about Russell Wilson? I don't know. Leave your thoughts on that in the comments. Maybe we see something different, a different role, a new role from Justin Fields this season. Marvin Harrison Jr. is still not signing his NFLPA contract. I mean, he can't be a part of jersey sales. Really can't be a part of anything right now. Can't be a part of Madden. Can't be a part of a lot of things because he wants his own personal deal without ever stepping foot on a football field in the NFL before. Guess I have to say, that's the Ohio State way there, everybody. Always creating problems. Always creating drama. Marvin Harrison doing that right there. And one last thing in the NFL. Carolina Panthers, the team that should have had the number one pick this year if they didn't trade it. Team with the worst record from last season. Have zero primetime games this season. Zero. Nada. Nothing. A little bit surprising me right there when you're 1 year removed from having the top quarterback in the NFL draft, Bryce Young. Leave your thoughts on that in the comments. And the MLB, Aaron Judge, as we all know, kind of got off to a really slow start, batting in the 100s up until May 2nd. Now he's about one of the best hitters in baseball on fire. Aaron Judge, great to see. Yankees really turning a corner. They've been great all season, entering that elite status, top three status in the MLB. And Garrett Cole is not even back yet. Really excited for this rotation. Aaron Judge on fire right now in the MLB. Francisco Lindor may have rubbed some Mets fans the wrong way the other day when he made his comments saying, oh, it's great to be back in Cleveland. The one thing I miss about being in Cleveland is winning. Winning, he said, is the one thing he misses about being in Cleveland. Okay, they made a World Series. Okay, they made a few playoff runs. That's going to rub some Mets fans the wrong way. You're here for 12 years. This is year four now as a New York Met. It's kind of time to start winning. It's part of you to start winning because you're the leader of this team. Kind of rubbed me the wrong way as a Mets fan. And I hope it did some other Mets fans. I didn't like that comment right there by Francisco Lindor, who's here for about another 8 years for this Mets franchise, and hopefully for the rest of his career. Edwin Diaz, a little bit tough stuff right there, came back after having one of the best seasons of his career, then breaking his leg in the WBC, then coming back this year, and has been atrocious, awful, and I feel really bad because Edwin Diaz is a great pitcher, he's a great person, and it's tough to see that happen to him. He's going to take a step back, he knows what he's doing wrong, maybe it's a mechanics issue, he'll figure it out. Edwin Diaz, though, tough. I brought up last episode how closer position in baseball is the most important position in baseball. He's about 3 blown saves already on the season. Tough to see right there from Edwin Diaz. Rafael Devers is on fire for the Boston Red Sox, really entering a big contract year for him. He's on a 6 home run game stretch. Incredible stuff right there. Breaking Red Sox records. We love to see it, Rafael Devers. And one last thing in MLB. Paul Skenes, 2023 number one overall pick, dominating in his first year in MLB. His second career start goes 6 innings, 11 strikeouts, 0 hits. 0. 0 hits in 6 innings. 11 strikeouts of work for Paul Skenes. Love to see that right there. Close our headlines. Let's move things over to the grass. Golf game. PGA Championship was this weekend. We saw Xander Schauffele finally win his first career major. There was drama off the course with Scottie Scheffler getting arrested, world number one, getting arrested right before his round of golf on day 2 on Friday. Eventually gets out of jail, says, you know, I'd do my warm-up in jail. Didn't really expect that during my warm-up in a jail cell. Still plays, still has a really solid weekend. It was a great weekend in golf in Louisville, and this is the headlines for the week. Now, take of the week. This week's take of the week is, out of the 4 teams, out of the 4 superstars in Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, Luka Doncic, and Jason Tatum that we have in this year's conference finals, who deserves to win the championship the most out of the 4 of those guys? Let's break it down a little bit. Jason Tatum has been to so many conference finals over his career. It seems like every year of his career, he's made it to the conference finals. Yeah, he's only made it to the finals once and has never won an NBA championship, and he's the oldest out of this group. Luka Doncic is a generational talent who one day can maybe be a top 10 player of all time. That starts with winning a championship. Tyrese Halliburton is so young and he's so skilled, so winning a championship would be great for him. Anthony Edwards wants to be the next face of this league. He wants to be the next legend of this game. That starts with winning a championship at a young age like he is right now. Anthony Edwards really deserves to win a championship this season, but he doesn't deserve it as much as Luka Doncic or Jason Tatum. Tyrese Halliburton also does not deserve to win a championship this season out of these guys. Now, they've had great seasons. I just think Luka and Jason Tatum, I want to see them win it more, and I think they deserve to win it more than those 2 other guys. Anthony Edwards has so many more years in his career, so does Tyrese Halliburton. But for Tatum and Luka, I'm not going to say the time's running out, but they're in their prime. Anthony Edwards is entering his prime. Tyrese Halliburton is entering his prime. For Tatum especially, to silence all the haters, to silence all the people that say he can't play with Jaylen Brown, he has a great squad, and he can't win a championship. For Luka Doncic, where it's like, this guy can't carry a team to a championship. Well, if Luka carries this team to the championship, he's one of the best players in the NBA, if not the best player in the NBA. If Jason Tatum can win a championship this year, we're starting to think Jason Tatum Hall of Fame, even though it's very young in his career, even though he's still in his prime. I think Jason Tatum, out of this group, has been here in this situation the most and has failed the most. I think it's time for him to finally overcome those failures and win an NBA championship this season. So that's take of the week. Out of these 4 superstars, Ant-Man, Tyrese Halliburton, Luka Doncic, and Jason Tatum, who deserves a championship the most? My answer, Jason Tatum. Leave your answer in the comments. Now, top 5. This week's top 5 is the top 5 primetime sports action broadcasts or games we get throughout the week in sports. So, for example, maybe a Sunday night baseball, maybe a Friday night NBA. You get your Monday night football, Thursday night football, Sunday night football, maybe whatever you like, soccer. Maybe you like different sports, primetime sports nights. But this is my favorite primetime games across the sports year to watch. You know, you get these once a week. It's great, everybody. I want to give one honorable mention, and it's the Sunday night football. Now, this might be considered a big snub by most people not having them inside my top 5 or even inside my top 3. Here's my reasoning. You've had a great day of watching football. Now it's time to maybe do some homework, maybe relax a little bit. And you're saying, do I really need to watch a Sunday night football game right now? I'll kind of watch it. My fantasy team already cooked. I'll worry more about the Monday night football game for fantasy, not necessarily a Sunday night football game. Everyone's tired at that point from watching football all day. Sunday night football is a great game, but it's an honorable mention for me. Number 5, I love to watch this. NBA primetime Friday night. You get Mike Breen on the microphone. You get anybody on the microphone. You watch an NBA regular season classic. You can think of some great games over the years. The Friday-Saturday slate, you know, you can think of Thunder Warriors back in 2016. Stephen Curry's insane buzzer beater. Even more games. Maybe let's bring it back to LeBron versus Celtics a few years ago when Patrick Beverley brought out the camera to show the ref that LeBron was fouled. That was another great game. NBA primetime Friday and Saturday nights. Doesn't beat it right there. That's number five. Number four, Sunday Night Baseball. Now, some people are saying, well, you said Sunday Night Football is boring. What's so great about Sunday Night Baseball? I'm not watching baseball all day. I'll be down to watch Sunday Night Baseball, though. Kick back, watch a nice Sunday Night Baseball game. It's a great presentation. You know, you get a player mic'd up. Get to hear them talk. Get to hear them say some things. It's a great presentation. ESPN does a great job at it. Sunday Night Baseball, number four. Number three, Monday Night Football. Now, there's been no football. You're needing football on Monday, and there's no football, so you're saying, whew, I can't wait till Monday Night Football, and it comes, and you're so excited to watch Joe Buck and Trey Aikman take the broadcast. You're sweating out your fantasy team. You're saying, whew, I'm only up 9.3 points. I got A.J. Brown going up against me. What am I going to do? You end up winning it. You get some great Monday Night Football games. Let's bring it back to some other great Monday Night Football games. Let's think maybe Browns-Ravens a few years ago. Lamar Jackson had to leave the game mid-game. Maybe let's bring it back to Rams versus Chiefs a few years ago. Battle of the undefeated teams. What a great game that was. Rams came out on top there. Great game. A few other great Monday Night Football games. Sweat out for your fantasy team. Three, Monday Night Football. Number two, another heavy NFL one, Thursday Night Football. A lot of people hate Thursday Night Football, especially the players. Maybe you forget to put in your fantasy lineup. I don't forget. I think it's a great way to start the week. Thursday Night Football, Fear Football Week. You're saying, okay, we got Friday tomorrow. It's almost Friday. Let's kick back. Let's watch some Thursday Night Football. Let's watch Kirk Herbstreit. Guess watch some great game right here. Al Michaels on the mic. Number two, Thursday Night Football. And number one, you know what my number one is. My favorite sport to watch, my favorite sport to talk about, and my favorite primetime sporting event, college football, ABC, Saturday night. You get Chris Fowler, you get Kirk Herbstreit, you get an electric college football game. Nothing beats a night college football game on ABC in the fall. Number one, primetime college football Saturday night. That's about for my top five of this week. Leave your top five or thoughts in the comments. Now, did you know, this week's Did You Know, it's a great one. Did you know MLB legend Ty Cobb could have gone 0 for his last 2,529 at-bats and still finished with a career average of 300? Now, Ty Cobb originally has a career average of 366, but say he went 0 for 2,529. 10 his career, he still would have finished at 300. Incredible MLB stat right there. Did you know that? Leave down in the comments. That's about for Did You Know this week. Now, what are the two best words in the world that people like to say? Sports, gambling. No, I'm kidding. It's game seven, everybody. Game seven are the two most exciting words that perk up a sports fan's ears, and that's what we had in the NBA on Sunday. We had Nuggets versus Timberwolves, and we had Knicks versus the Indiana Pacers, and both of them teams collapsed in different ways. Now, the New York Knicks, I knew going to that game seven that this team had an outsider shot at winning it. Even at Madison Square Garden, there was an outsider's chance. Jalen Brunson's banged up. Josh Hart's banged up. You have no depth on this team. You're going up against a really deep Indiana Pacers squad. It's a matchup from hell. Now for the Denver Nuggets situation, you have 20 points. You're at home. You just won the NBA championship. You have a great fan base. And you lose that lead. And you end up losing the Game 7. That's a collapse. For the New York Knicks, it was more of a steady. And then boom, the big haymaker hits you. Type of collapse. Because OG Anunoby gets hurt in this series. Okay, it's a blow right there. We can deal with that. Let's actually bring back all the way to the beginning of the season. It's like, okay, Julius Randle gets hurt. Okay, it's a blow, but we'll take care of it. And that's like Bohan Bogdanovic out for the rest of the playoffs. That's a blow. We'll deal with it. Mitchell Robinson out for the rest of the playoffs. Ooh, that's a big blow, but we'll deal with it. OG Anunoby gets hurt against Pacers. It's a blow, but we'll deal with it. And that's like Josh Hart gets hurt. Jalen Brunson breaks his hand in game seven. That's where the tip of the iceberg was, even though the game was out of reach at that point. But for the Josh Hart injury, for the deep, I mean, this team is deep. At one point in the season, this team had a good depth. They had a good rotation. You lose Bogdanovic. You lose Josh Hart's really health because he wasn't healthy at all in Game 7. You lose Julius Randle. You lose Mitchell Robinson. You're playing Precious Achiuwa in precious minutes in that game. You're playing Alec Burks in great minutes right there. That wasn't needed. Those minutes could have been taken up by Bohan Bogdanovic or even a healthier OG Anunoby or a healthier Josh Hart. Some people like to call it the Tom Thibodeau sweatshop. I don't think it goes with that. I wouldn't blame this fully on Tom Thibodeau because he's a great head coach. But when you start thinking about it, when you're playing a guy 48 minutes a whole game, things are going to collapse. The wheels are going to fall off. That's exactly what happened for the New York Knicks. For the Denver Nuggets, it's inexcusable. You're up 20 in Game 7, and you lose that series. Credit to Indiana. Credit to Minnesota. For the Indiana series, I'd say it's more of a Knicks collapse. For the Minnesota series, I'd say Denver could have easily won that. Easily won that. Instead, they let Minnesota get the best of them. And that's about it for my spotlight on Game 7 this week. Now it's time for me to put on my GM hat, everybody, because we're about to be the general manager of the whole entire sport of college football, because it seems like the NCAA is doing a horrible job at what's happening in the college sports landscape. And let's hop into it. Here's my example of the day. Jaden Rashada, great recruit out of high school, quarterback, plays at Arizona State this year, originally commits to Miami. When they say, we'll give you $1 million to come here, he's like, really? And they're like, no, never mind. Don't come here. Then Florida's like, we'll give you $13 million to come play here from the Gator Collective, and we'll give you an extra $1 million right when you sign. Signs with them, doesn't get the $1 million, doesn't get the $13 million that he was promised, ends up getting out of his letter of intent from Florida and says, okay, that was terrible. I'm going to go to Arizona State for a year. Goes to Arizona State for a year. Struggles as a starting quarterback. Transfers to Georgia. Well, maybe he'll be the next Georgia quarterback after the season, after Carson Beck leaves. But today he's saying, okay, now that I'm in Georgia, our biggest rival is Florida. Let me do this. Let me sue Billy Napier, Florida head coach, for promising me $13 million out of high school when I didn't receive a dime of that. This is the big problem with NIL. Players are going to be committing to schools now where they're not going to be getting NIL money. When they're promised big NIL money and there's no contracts to go for, it's like, oh, I told you to get $13 million? No, I didn't. There's no contract. There's nothing saying that. I never said that. You came to play with me because of the academics at Florida. Say that right there. I don't think Jaden Rashada is going to win this case against Billy Napier unless there was a contract. But in the future, with NIL from the college football coaches that maybe I've talked to, there's going to be contracts coming soon to NIL. Very, very soon. Because there has to be. And also, there's coaches lying to players. Say a coach or player goes through coach. I was given this example by a college ball coach. A player goes through coach and they say, I want this amount of money because this school is paying me this amount of money. Coach says, you're bluffing. This school is not paying you this amount of money. I dare you go to that school. Say, okay, put this in writing that you'll give me X amount of money. School doesn't do it. Player goes back to the original coach and says, you're right. They never did it. You run things the right way. They don't. That's how some schools are working right now with NIL. I always think it needs to be regulated, especially right now with what's going on. It needs to be contracts, needs to be regulated. So I put on my GM hat for this. That's about it for my GM hat this week. Now, at the buzzer, this week's At the Buzzer is, and I've talked about this a few times on the show, who I think is the next NBA dynasty. I've said it's Cleveland Cavaliers. I was wrong. I've said it's Oklahoma City Thunder. Still to be determined, but as of right now, from what I saw in this playoffs, they're a great team. They're the one seed. They're not NBA dynasty material, everybody. The team that I think in the NBA is NBA dynasty material is the Minnesota Timberwolves because they're young, they've got a great core, and they actually like playing with each other. They have good chemistry. It's not like the Oklahoma City Thunder where maybe you have some turmoil where you have Josh Giddey going in the bench for the first time in his career in the middle of a playoff series. For the Minnesota Timberwolves, it's different. They've got a great bench. They've got Naz Reid, who can be there for his whole career. They've got Anthony Edwards, the face of the league. They've got Mike Conley, a great veteran, who will be here for a little bit, but that window's going to close with Mike Conley. You've got Jaden McDaniels, who's a rising star, the small forward position. You've got Karl-Anthony Towns, who's, I mean, been a perennial all-star every year, one of the best centers in the game. They've got another starter to go with him, Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert can be replaceable. Naz Reid can slide in there. But if you're going to keep Rudy Gobert and Mike Conley on this team, you're going to be a dynasty. At least for that window. Like I said, they're replaceable. That's why I think this team can fully be a dynasty. Because Anthony Edwards is going to be there for a while. Can't push him out. Can't push Naz Reid out. Can't push Jaden McDaniels out. And they're definitely not going to push Karl-Anthony Towns out. This is an incredible team right here. They're incredibly well stacked. I think even better than Denver Nuggets are stacked. They have Nikola Jokic, Denver Nuggets. They have Jamal Murray. They have Michael Porter Jr., who's unhealthy. What else do they have? What other incredible pieces do the Denver Nuggets have? Really not much. Really struggled in playoff series outside of last year. Struggled again this year in a playoff series. For Minnesota, they're a rising franchise that I think can be the next dynasty in the NBA. You're saying, Lane, what about the Pacers? No. Lucky magical run right here by the Pacers. What about the Celtics? They're a good team, but they don't have the window for a dynasty. Yes, they have the window for a Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown-led team. You're not going to have Jrue Holiday forever. You're not going to have Kristaps Porzingis forever. So that's a no for me on the Boston Celtics on a dynasty. The Mavericks, you have Luka Doncic. Great. You have Kyrie Irving, who's one day going to retire from the game of basketball, and then it's just Luka Doncic again, and you're back to square one with no co-star to go with him. Jalen Brunson would have been a great co-star, but he's not there anymore. So Minnesota is the next dynasty in the NBA, and I truly believe that. And that's about for Out the Buzz this week. Now, the best for last question of the day. This week's question is, what did you think of the EA College Football 25 cover that features Donovan Edwards, Michigan National Championship winning running back, superstar Travis Hunter on the cover from Colorado, and quarterback Quinn Ewers from Texas? You get all three of those athletes returning to the college football video game franchise, a franchise that hasn't been around for over 10 years, returning this summer. I can't wait for it. I think they nailed the cover. Who do you like to see on the cover? Who are some players in the future additions to this game that we might see on the cover? Maybe Arch Manning next year, maybe even other players in the future, but that's what we have right now. Donovan Edwards, Travis Hunter, and Quinn Ewers, the three players featured on the EA College Ball Video Game 25 cover. Your thoughts on that in the comments. That's part of the question of the day this week. That's part of Squared Sports and Lane Frank, episode 170. Thank you for tuning in. Follow Squared Sports on Instagram at Squared Sports. Follow Squared Sports on X at Squared Sport. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review for the best sports content in the world. Be back here next week, episode 171. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.